Austin's exclusive home for Fox Radio News.
WRKO. Austin.
856. Nah, okay. 856.
Stop that.
It's Green Day on AAF.
Oh, trust me, I'll be playing this song later.
Yeah.
6-7 times. Because that keeps audience, too. They want to hear their favorite songs over and over again.
I do.
Sure.
I certainly do. Todd Feinberg's joining us here on WRKO.
You guys had a good love fest here?
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, although I keep trying to, you know, the real reason I had Paul on was I said, you know, if I get the afternoon guy from WAAF to fill in for Peter, maybe I'll get my band on, you know.
I see how this is. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You're trying to work.
Isn't that true about radio? Is everybody's got an ulterior motive? They're all trying to get something out of you. You know, like maybe some airtime for Red State. My band.
Is this the Scottos?
No, it's not the Scottos. What are you talking about? We wouldn't be named that.
Every guy that works in rock radio is a failed musician anyway. Because if you were good at it, you would be doing it instead of talking about it. They say those that can do, those that can't do radio.
That's right. Yeah. So it, for the three people who haven't been driven off by the last half hour of programming.
Or the last 1 minute.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Todd Feinberg, what's coming up on your show when you fill in
well,
for
we're
John
gonna talk. We're going to talk about a very disturbing trend in radio, actually, and that is FM disc jockeys thinking they belong on the AM side doing talk.
Hey, I see how it's going to be. And, but this is it. This is what happens. Everybody, there's that animosity, that unspoken animosity.
Get over where you belong.
Go where you belong. Get out of your end of the building.
Here's what I've always wanted to know. Does your swipe card give you access to our suite of studios?
Yes.
And does ours, they're interchangeable?
Yeah, for those people that don't know, this is an inside thing. We here at the Intercom Broadcast Facility, we own multiple stations, and they give us all the security card to go to certain areas of the building, and you have to swipe it past a card reader, like you would do in corporate America. Which is what we are, but our card reader allows us. It only allows me into the studios during 24 hours a day. But in the business side of the building, at 6 o'clock, my card reader doesn't allow me over into the office side.
Yeah, we can't get in.
They restrict your movement.
Permission not granted.
Why would you wanna?
I don't know. There's a copy machine over there. You know, you never know. But they do that. They actually do restrict our movement in the building. You're only allowed to go to certain areas.
Yeah, so finally, that important question that all of our listeners have been emailing me about has finally been answered.
Yeah.
Todd.
What's that?
There you go.
You know,
does your card
reader? Finally been answered.
We're going to talk about breasts today.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Send me. Breast format.
Love the breasts.
And we'll talk about cheerleading. Not a sport, correct?
No, not a sport.
Not a sport.
Not a sport.
But nevertheless,
unless
fatal injuries occur. There are always breasts involved.
Right. Well, no, see, using that criteria, I guess cheerleading is a sport.
Because there are breasts involved.
No, because there's an injury involved. If you can be injured doing it, then I guess it makes it a sport.
Well, you can be injured doing talk radio.
You can't.
In fact, I think I will be in after we give the news to Rod Fritz here. Seriously, though, we got to run. Rod Fritz is there and ready to do the news. Paul Marshall, Neanderthal, afternoons on WAAF.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and for filling in. We really do appreciate it.
Enjoyed being on your farewell performance.
Thank you. And if I'm still working tomorrow, it'll be State Senator Jack Hart from South Boston filling in. Stick around for John DePietro with Todd Feinberg filling in. Bluten Scotto, 680 WRKO, Boston's talk station. Have whatever
Boston's
kind of day you want.
Radio, bad boy. People have to